Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again tonight to have Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. So stay tuned, about a half an hour we'll be going to the Light Shift, and you can be with the Light Being Doctors. This is what Jesus used when he was here on this planet Earth 2,000 years ago to do healings, and we'll be going to the Light Shift and having our own particular healings. Very nice, very fun, very interesting. Some people actually see on the Light Ship, see the light beam. So, Sylvia, our co-host, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here. Hi. Good evening and welcome, everyone, to Saturday night. Yay! So, what would you like to start with tonight, Ron?
Well, we could do entity work, as usual, here. So, if you're brand new to the program, you may want to scroll down on Creation Light Shift Healing, and see the light being in front of you. We'll activate this beam. We'll bring in the male energies this time from the light shift. Remember, there are male and female energies. We'll bring in the male energies probably in about the next minute. So just scroll down and bring the light beam up in front of you on the Creation Light Shift page here, and then we'll do some entity releasing so you can be more in your body with your spirit. So you have a greater possibility of having the healings work with you. Remember, you must be in your body to have your spirit be the conduit for healing. And here we go. You know, activate the light beam, and we'll do some entity work. Just kind of watch the picture here. It should become a little more transparent, a little more three-dimensional in the next half a minute or so. Make sure the colors change. I want to blink your eye a little bit to see this happen. And it's activating right now. Anything you want to add, Sylvia, as I'm charging up this photo from the light ship?
I'll just say we're happy, BBS, that you're fine and that the fires did not come any closer to you. And welcome back, and thank you for being there so that we can all have this program and the other wonderful programs that you have on.
Yep, that is true. So here we go. The light being is charged up with male energies. And there's three male doctors who normally come through. You might feel the presence coming into your room here. And we'll start to work with entities that are attached to you in your body. Could be on the outside of you. Could be in your consciousness. Could be inside of your head, telling you different thoughts. Causing addictions for you, so we need to get these released from you. So here we go. They're being released now. And just kind of concentrate on your body somewhere if you like. We're working with the bottom of your feet right now. And again, ask your spirit for guidance. And also, you want to command your spirit to release them too. And this you should be doing on a daily basis. I would say probably at least 2 to 5 times a day, typically, to get yourself more in present moment. And a quick way to tell if you're not in your body is just to give yourself a little pinch. Maybe pinch one of your fingers or the palm of your hand or something like that. If you feel yourself having a more conscious awareness, then that means that you are not in your body. And as parts of you leave, then under most conditions, your body's not protected and entities can come in. This is why you want to always command your spirit not to leave your body. Okay, there we go. We're going to bring more of you back in. And I'll count to 10. This is what you may want to call a soul retrieval. And you should feel a little heavier after this process. So here you come. Bring you back in fully healed. So count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just do a little scan of your body. See how your body's responding to having more spirit energy. You should actually feel, like I said, heavier. If you were out quite a bit, you may start to feel tingles happening inside of your body. Looks like we have Jim on from Amsterdam. So we are reaching areas far and wide, which is very nice. and on the fast chat. So let's do a chakra alignment now. So hi, Jim. And here we go. Going to your heart center, repositioning that. And going to your throat, good. Third eye's good. Power chakra, good. Second chakra, good. First chakra. Good opening for everyone. Use the word spin to increase the chakras. So here we go. We'll go body width. If you want to go larger, you can. This is your choice. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 and open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And again, you should feel a little more alert, maybe a little more awake during this process. And we're going to put you into current time. A lot of people like having that done. So for those of you who are in the future, we're going to bring you back to this present moment. And you can be in the past also. So here we go. Future energies. We'll just bring you back now. Let's count from 10 backwards as you come back. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you're in the present moment. People who have been in the past with their consciousness, going to bring you now to the present moment too. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And you're now where you should be. And again, you should feel a little more conscious during this process. And we're going to do our process next, which is the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing also daily. This is where you should be when you meditate in your heart center. I get a lot of people who don't understand this, so they don't know about their spirit being in their heart. They just think, you know, that if they're very happy that they're heart-centered, and that's not the case. It's not an emotional feeling. You feel very peaceful when you're in your heart, and it's very hard to get a negative thought when that happens. If this planet was strictly heart-based, without the extraterrestrial involvements here, the dark side coming through, using those two words, at the same time, in the same sentence, equaling each other, basically, we would not have the problems on Earth here. So, and in fact, just going a step further before we do this here, the Earth Spirit did not choose, people call it Mother Nature, like the floods and the tornadoes and the weather patterns. Well, that's all extraterrestrial involvement interfering with our planet. This is the dark side doing that. The Earth Spirit never intended to have this interference of duality coming to it. It was created in pure love and expected us to live in pure love here. But because our space brothers chose to get aligned with the dark side, the dark energy, this is why we have what's happening today. And these dark energies are causing this problem. So here we go. Get into a much lighter note here. We go to your consciousness in your mind, we'll call that your forehead, your thoughts between your ears here, what you think. And we're going to drop that energy down, surrendering the and forcing the mental body into the heart center. You have to command it in there. It does not want to leave. So here we go. It wants to be in control. And we're going to drop you down. So the 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart center. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's give you a little bit of time here just to sit back and relax and talk with your spirit. Okay, and just stay there all the time during this show, and we're going to the light shift in about 20 minutes. So we have some good questions here on the Fast Chat, Sylvia. Do you want to bring some of those forward here? We can address them.
That sounds great. Let's see, we have a request for you to explain the non-dualistic state of being, please.
Well, basically, it's love energy. And somehow we're taught with New Age metaphysics that, and also in religion, that you must experience the negative to know what it's like to be in the positive. Or you need to have pain to know what it's like to be out of pain, or the reflection of, you know, a bad situation versus a good situation. Well, love energy does not have any of that involved in it. Love energy is just being in the present moment. So there's really no reflection of love. Love is just pure love energy, which is what you should be feeling now when you're in your heart center. And so the teachings are that there must be like black and white. People in religions talk about, or they believe in their dogma that the light created the darkness, and then we have to get returned back into the light again, or much like the fallen angels, etc. And that's not true. The energies are not of the light to begin with. So there is really no duality in light. It is all pure love energy. I hope that answered that question.
Okay, and we have a question about tell us not to leave our bodies, but we involuntarily leave our bodies at night when we're sleeping. So how do we deal with that?
Yeah, just keep commanding your spirit not to leave. Remember, your spirit really does not want to be here. It's been trapped here on this prison planet for a long, long time, and if it can, you know, if you give it permission to leave, it will normally like to take off. This is what people do in meditation. They give their spirit the opportunity to leave the body temple, and it does not want to be here, so it does leave. And you have to consciously keep telling it to stay here. And that's kind of that in a nutshell there. So it's up to you to command your spirit to stay with you, and also command your spirit not to go into parallel lives created by the darkness. Remember, the light only has one life in the now. So if you're brand new to this program and you're kind of scratching your head about what I'm talking about, what you need to remember is that the energy of the divine is with you always. It's in your heart center, and you should not go out of your body to experience other realms of consciousness. You want to stay where you are right here, and those realms actually should not even be available to us to explore, but the dark side brought it here. But basically, you want to stay in your heart center and command your spirit not to leave. That's your only protection, and your spirit is your healer, and this is where you get your information from. And you must command your mental body, which is, we'll say, an energy that is created from the energy of maybe the earth energy somewhat, and maybe from the darkness. And the mind energy is what the trap is. And that's the separation of spiritual truth, is to know and deflect of that knowledge. And when you start to get knowledge, then you're separating yourself from the laws of divine perfection, because everything is perfect in the spiritual realm. When you start to judge the divine, then you're outside of the energy of the divine, and that's where your problems come from. This is why we have DNA in our body, which makes our body dance, because we're like a walking judgment factory. So you want to always command yourself, your spirit, to be with you fully, 100%, and not to get trapped into the darkness energy. And it's up to you to do this. Back to you, Sylvia.
So then, Ron, are you saying that when we're connected with our own divinity, when our spirit is here present in the moment and with our body here, then we are in that energy, so we won't be in the energy of judgment and ego and separation and all of that kind of thing?
Yes, once you're fully present with yourself, then you are in the divine energy. This is why we just got through doing the mind to heart drop. Is you have to surrender and command that mental body, which does not really want to be surrendered, but you have to surrender it and command it into your heart center. And that's what you have to do consciously, because it doesn't want to go there. It wants to be in control rather than the spiritual energy.
So the mind to heart drop, like you did with us in the beginning of the program, where people imagine it like an elevator going down from the 10th floor to the first floor, is something that anyone can do anytime during the day whenever they feel like they maybe have slipped out of that heart consciousness?
Yes, it only takes you, like what we're doing here, maybe a minute or two to do. Once the channel is opened for you, which it has been for everybody listening, then just do that yourself. This is what you should be doing. It's your responsibility to connect to your own divinity. The divine, you know, doesn't really care if you're connected or not. It's up to you to do this, because it's not in judgment. The divine never judges anything. So if you're in a bad hair day, it's just your creation that you're dealing with, and you created that creation energy. So if you're having a great day, it doesn't care either. So it's up to you to be responsible for your spiritual identity. And that's why you must always know about your spirit. Some people don't even know they have a spirit in their bodies. That's pretty unusual. Or they go into meditation and they go out of their body not realizing that they're out, and they think that's a spiritual experience. Well, you're just being connected to the dark side when that happens. It's very disconcerting. And you can look at somebody's eyes. So that's the first indication. Look at somebody's eyes and just see if they're bright or not. If they're bright, they're in their body. If they're not bright, they're not. And if you're not home, who is? And it can be kind of scary when you see people who aren't in their body at all. You don't know what's looking back at you, you know. Look at people who wear sunglasses. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a few requests, and I'll just run them past you, Ron, and then you can decide what you'd like to take up. We have a request for some of the oxygens to be brought in. We have a request for clearing of the ET parasites, and a request for bringing in the defense fleet ship from the light ship.
Well, it's the parasites. I'll just skip over this time here. I don't have enough time on this show to do that properly. So we'll bring in the one of the defense ships here, and we'll bring in the one that most people are familiar with, which would be the Star Bethlehem. So you may have heard about this particular light, but not knowing what it actually was. This is one of the light ships, defense ships. And here we go. Just sit back and relax. If you wish to bring up the light ship insignia, you can. It's a little ways further on your scroll bar. Or if you're on the fast chat on my site only, you're going to see the four different pictures underneath that. Just click on it. And so here comes one of the defense ships here. This will be the Star of Bethlehem. It's coming into your room now. And this is pure love energy. 100% love energy from the 12 source energies that created the universe and also created you. Coming in now. I'll just use the word stronger to increase it here for people who would like to experience this. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. You should feel the presence around you of pure love energy. And if you're in your heart center, you're going to feel even more of that energy. The way you tell if you're in your heart is when you start to think, you're going to actually feel the thought coming from your chest area versus inside of your head. So I'll just let you be in silence for a little bit here and experience this wonderful divine energy from the creation light ship. Okay, Sylvia, we can bring in some oxygen next year if you like.
That sounds wonderful.
We'll bring in maybe three of them, and I'll just see what the Lightship wishes to do here. This is the Lightship's program, and they want to bring in number 18 oxygen. So take a deep breath and exhale a couple of times, and here it comes, and it's coming to you right now. In 10 seconds, it'll be in your room. There we go. Here it is. And each particular type of oxygen from the light ship will do a certain thing to you as far as healing. We'll bring in number 21. And again, take a deep breath and exhale, and here it comes. And we have a question on the fast chat about forced reincarnation, that it should stop. Yes, it will stop after the ascension time. There's nobody at this point in time on the earth plane forced right now, this moment. In fact, for the last probably almost 3 years, that anybody who were to pass over, they are no longer forced to reincarnate. They're out of here. The light ship is doing that. Before that time, you were under the protection and the guidance of the Galactic Federation, and they allowed this mess to happen here of forced reincarnation. And the light ship only comes once every 2,000 years, and it's who they put in charge to protect us. And our space brothers did a very, very poor job. The word poor isn't even the proper word to use there. Here comes Asha number 24. It'll be with you. Take a deep breath and exhale. And here we go. It's coming into you right now. I'll bring in another one here. We'll bring in number 38. Again, take a deep breath, and here it comes. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I just wanted to mention something that I was reading that was just very neat, and that is that when babies are forming, when the fetus is developing, the heart is the first organ to develop, not the brain or other things. It's the heart. So I thought that was kind of neat to see that it all starts there. Anyway, let's see. We have a request for parallel life clearing. Do you want to get into that at this point?
Sure, we could do that.
Okay.
So what I mentioned before, you only have one life now. And that's the way the light works. Every spirit that's created in the life only has one particular, we'll use the term physical life, in the now. Which means that if you chose to come to the earth here, you'd have one life, and then when that the body dies, then you go back to your home-based energy, and then you decide where you choose to go to for your next incarnation. So that's what you have. Here it's different, that you have forced reincarnation. But what happens is, during the process, you get taken off into maybe thousands of parallel lifetimes. And in these parallel lifetimes, your spirit is there in artificial intelligent bodies. You're in an artificial intelligent earth that looks like this one. And you can play out the same exact life that you're doing right now, this very minute, listening to BBS radio in a parallel lifetime. And you could have, like I said, 1,000 of these lifetimes. But what happens is your spirit, if it gets into some type of physical problem in trauma, then your spirit will come back to you wounded. And when you have a wounded spirit or a spirit that's not in full spiritual integrity, then you end up having some kind of illness, disease, or some situation in your life that you may not wish to experience. And so this is why it's good to get rid of parallel life. And I do that for people. I do about an hour session releasing you out of all of these things so that you can have one life in the now. Otherwise, the dark side has a hold of you, and it's very hard to even get out of that. The light ship has to go out to each one of those lives and extricate you from that and bring you back into wholeness again and bring you back into your body where you should be. So here we go, and down here it's just real quick the way I do it. On the other side, the light ship is doing a lot for you, which you have no idea of what they're actually doing. It's very, very complicated. They have to go out and actually physically do battles with the dark to find you and to bring you back to yourself. So here we go. We'll go to the first lifetime, bring you back. Second, coming back. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. And so you're back from 10 of these lifetimes. So you may have, quite a few more, but that's 10 of them. If you've noticed, you may have looked at a situation in your life that you dealt with, and maybe a little bit less now. Maybe some of your aches and pains have left you. Back to you, Sylvia. That's a sampling of that particular healing. And that will not work on the archives.
So what you're saying then is that if people are listening to this program some other time from the archive section and not live like we are today, then the parallel life clearing part will not work, but the other healings will be active.
Yes, they will. Yeah, this one here is just too complicated, and it takes myself to be with you completely to do the healing.
Okay.
To be live on the show.
Yeah. So would you say then that if people, that's one of the things where people are at night when they're...
Yeah, when I do the clearing, most people end up saying that they, most of their dreams have left them. They have a full night's rest because they're not out doing other things. And also you just feel a lot better and you have more spiritual energy as you come back.
So otherwise, if it's kind of like having your spirit energy scattered through all these different universes and I guess what you called them artificially created universes, and just it gives you very weakened spirit energy?
Yes, remember the dark side mimics the light 99.9%. So it is can just take this same energy that you're working with on the earth plane here and duplicate it, make a body just like yours, and your spirit doesn't know the difference and it goes into it because it knows that its job is to help to heal that body. And the dark side lives on emotional trauma energy, so we have trauma here, we know. So what if you had 1,000 more bodies like yourself, or maybe even 10,000? It's out there, and your spirit's doing all that it can, running all over the dark side universes in these bodies, trying to heal them. And the more trauma that they can put you through, the more life energy they get from you. So they're living off of your spirit energy, and you start leaking it out of yourself. And this is how the dark side is able to take your energy from you against your free will, but you don't realize that. And this is how they live. So this is kind of the process. So it's always good to be in your body fully, command your spirit not to leave, because you don't want to go out to do these things. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a request for bringing in more of that male doctor team energy into the light being.
Okay, so here we go. We'll bring in some more of that energy here. We'll just increase it. Males are very cautious because their energy is very strong. And they don't want to frighten anybody by this divine energy that they bring forth. So here we go. They're bringing in more energy for you here. It's coming in stronger. Just watch the light beam. You might actually have the your body get energized now. Maybe the hair on your arms are standing up as they come in. Normally when I bring them into the different expos that I go to, if I do that for a demonstration at my booth, the volume normally drops about two-thirds in the whole exhibition hall. It's very interesting to watch to see how quiet people get when they come in. Well, here we go, coming in stronger now. And again, this is your choice. If it's too strong, you can just say to stop and they will understand that completely. They don't want to cause you any harm at all whatsoever. Remember, they strictly work with you in free choice. And this is the way the light works. They don't manipulate any energies. They strictly work with love energies and they connect to your heart center. So the darkness uses New Age metaphysics control people through mind energy. And this is what people are taught now when you get books on New Age thought. And, you know, the New Age thought process, you know, finding your parking place, etc., is not of the light energy. And when ascension time comes, there will be no more mind energy in existence because the mind energy is not created by the light. It's strictly heart energy. So once you realize that, then you start connecting the dots and you realize that you want to be in your heart all the time and use heart energy. So now they're coming in stronger some more. You might start to feel yourself becoming very uplifted. And you may start to feel some of your aches and pains leave you as they come in. They do healing with you. And your healing takes place according to your genetic belief system from your ancestors. Do they believe that they can be healed by the divine energies? What caused your problems to begin with? How much judgment you've accumulated, you know, in your body over all these lifetimes? There's a lot to actually having a healing take place down here. Just wanting one in this lifetime only is nice, but what's your predisposition upon healing? What does your body realize? And the light shift is not God energy. Some people, you know, definitely fear God, which is what I would say to do also. But these are extraterrestrial beings that people pray to in churches. Look at the movie 10,000 BC. You get a good clue on that when you see the people from the sky coming down, and this one is an extraterrestrial being. These people worship. As you know, they take over villages and kill people and control them. So this is the same thing as religions today. This is why Jesus is no longer coming in this lifetime for us here. He would have no way to come into any Christian church and preach, will say, because he would first say, why are you praying to gods outside of yourself? This is what I taught you not to do. You have to go inside to connect to the divinity. He knew all about the extraterrestrials. They were still here when he was here. This is not something new to our planet, naturally. They've been here for a long, long time, interfering with humanity here, causing us harm and traumas and killing off humanity here in the name of God. So here we go, they're coming in stronger. And you should probably feel your body heating up now. And the male energies are very electric feeling. Very, very high frequencies. And again, just, you know, ask for healing. What you want to do when you do use your mind, you want to just go to your heart. and use the mind of your heart. Don't use the mind inside of your head. When you connect to the infinite intelligence of the divine, then everything comes to you very easily. This is how people normally create things in their life. You're tapping into typically heart energy, hopefully. And there are also mind energies also out there of the dark side. Remember, the ETs brought us the atomic bombs. Okay, how does that feel, Sylvia?
It feels absolutely wonderful, and there's just so much light coming off of the monitor screen with the picture of the light being, and it's just really beautiful. And, you know, in case you are new to this program or you haven't experienced this before, just connect with that energy in your heart center, and you can request your healing or guidance and just, you know, be with that energy.
Okay, so now it's time to go to the light ship here, because time is going by. This will not work on the archives, but you can feel the energy. The light beings will still be energized coming through your monitor screen. So since you're tuned in, sit back and relax. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, you can. You can think of them in your consciousness, but you cannot bring people, just yourself. We're going up to the light ship right now. You're being taken up out of time, your vibration. You're being turned off and on continuously. And when you're not here, you're on the light ship. And then you're in their time sequence. So we're having our body scan now. Our animals and pets are now leaving us. And we're going to go into a room where they can help us to release physical pain from our body. There's many, many modalities there of healing. So if you have any pain, request your healing. He'll only heal you as far as you wish to be healed. And you're up on the light ship walking around. Whatever you're wearing right now in clothing, you have it on the light ship. If you happen to be in your bathtub, well, they'll give you a robe. So here we go. You might actually feel the energy. And next we're going to go to another room. And we'll go to the room where St. Bernadette would be with Mother Mary. This is like Lourdes, France. They have the healing waters there. So here we are. We're in this large pool of water now, and just enjoy this feeling. Okay, we're now going into another location, and this is where they have the large flowers. We'll be able to have some of the honey from the flowers here. They're very, very beautiful. You might actually be able to smell the flowers. We're in this room now and having healing done. Next, we're going into another location. And we're going to go into where the hot tubs are. This is what normally happens on most of my one-hour conference calls for healing, which are Mondays and Fridays. The hot tub room is used a lot to help us to detox of our body. And we're going into the hot tubs with orange energy right now. So I'll bring down the orange energy for everybody to experience. So here it's coming into your room right now. Remember, all these energies connect into the heart center. If you attempt to use your mind to figure these things out, it won't be there. And we're going into a room where they're working with our internal organs now. I see them in particular working with our lungs and our heart area. We're going to do a room clearing now for everyone here. We'll bring in this nice oxygen from the light ship also. You might actually feel and sense that the room is changing. We're going to bring in the flower essence energy really strong into your room right now. So here it comes. Okay, we're going into a nice waterfall. This has the pink energy. You may start to feel your auric field changing down here. Remember, you're being beamed up to the light ship continuously now, even though you're sitting where you are or laying down. And this energy will also work down here. So here we go. You're going to have this beautiful pink energy around in your auric field now, clearing away densities from you, clearing away some psychic energy that's attached to you. This is like your psychic billboard with all your stuff that people read psychically, intuitively. So we're clearing that away from you. Let your body emanate. And I do some special sessions. Jim's asking about upgrading our blueprints. Yes, I do a special session for that. They work with our spine to upgrade us also. So they work with the Atlas and can upgrade that for you. So here we go. So just contact me if you're interested in having work done that way. Remember, everything created in the light is on the light ship. So they can take a different blueprint, maybe of another type of humanoid, we'll call it, and make us a little bit better. And they have done that. I do special sessions with that to fix people's necks. And the females also can do a facial on you. So that's done in also two separate sessions, too. And they actually make you so that your skin is a little bit softer. Looks very, very nice. Going into one other room here. And we're going to go into the room where you were created. This is very special, a very sacred room. And I'll count to 10 as we walk into this room. And you're going to see your spirit on the opposite wall, and it'll walk fully into you. This is your total self, your self plus your twin flame. On the light ship, you're in wholeness, so you're not split in half like you are down here. You're split in half, and your twin flame goes somewhere, and you go somewhere also. So most people, or almost everybody, does not have a twin flame energy on this planet, so you're only half here. But on the light ship, you're in totality. So here we go. On a count of 10 as you walk into yourself, this is love comes walking in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just leave you in silence for a little bit here. Okay, next we're going to go into one other room here. And we'll go into the room people like to have the dolphins visit them. What I'd like you all to do, we're going into the room where the dolphins are in the water, and put your hand out in front of you with maybe both hands facing, palms facing forward, and move about a foot in front of your body, and just kind of move your hands maybe in a circular motion up and down, back and forth, left to right. And you're going to start to feel the presence of the dolphin skin. And just move your hands, and you can actually feel the texture. And it's very, very nice because you're actually making contact with the dolphins on the lightship this exact same way. Here we go. Very nice. If you're a fan of whales, we'll go also into another room. We'll go to where the golden whales are. And again, we can do the same thing if you wish. And right now, we'll bring in the golden whales to us here. And again, you can ride on the golden whales. You can merge with their consciousness if you wish to ask to do that. You can look out of their eyes. They'll do that for you. It depends how far you wish to go with your consciousness here. And it's completely safe. They'll oblige you with this process. If you're a seer, it's quite something to see the way some other particular being actually sees things. You may see it much more into the area that they're looking at, into their own frame of reference of what they can see with their eyes. I'll put you in silence here again and experience the golden whale. We'll go on to one final room. And we'll go on to the large crystal geode. This is amethyst. We're levitating. And again, you know, ask for your healing, request a healing. And I'll bring in the amethyst energy down for you to experience. So it's coming right now into your room. And it's here. And just kind of enjoy this energy. Request your healing. Now we're going to start to come back from the light ship. So we're thanking all the different doctor teams for working with us. Your healings are between the doctors that you've seen tonight. Whether you've seen them or not, they were helping you. And all the energy work is between them and you. The animals and pets are now coming to you. And we're coming back here, being released from the light ship, going down a beautiful white light tunnel. And now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it back over to you. I did see a question kind of about 2012, that we surpassed 2012 and 2005. I would say going back to that time frame, even I felt that time was speeded up quite a bit, but the Earth did not do any kind of ascension. So even though the time maybe has sped up, I don't think that that's the case, because we still have the same Earth spirit here. So we did not do the ascension yet. This is why the lightship is here, to do that process. As far as this energy of the, you know, my queen just blinked off here. I don't see it anymore. You might have it on your screen, Sylvia. I don't have it on mine, but it was something about being that we're not here any longer to create these non-duality beings or something. Did you have it on your fast chat, Sylvia?
I don't know if I can see that. Let's see.
And mine just went off. But the gist of it was that there was no longer beings here creating life forms that were not of spirit. That's what I believe it was sort of relating to. Well, there's still energies here coming to us, and there's still people walking on the earth that don't have spirits in them, and we're still being interfered with by the dark side here. Remember, if the dark side wasn't here, we'd have the earth spirit would return back to what it was before, which is pure love energy, and we don't have that here because of the interference with the extraterrestrial. So, in a nutshell, we're still being messed around with here.
Well, we have some wonderful comments on the fast chat. Thank you, guys. And one is, why am I smelling flowers a lot? And I had that too. I think it was all that wonderful flower essence that you brought in.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, they came in to do healings on us, so that's what you're smelling.
That was wonderful.
If they just smell it, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and let's see. People really enjoyed the dolphins and the golden whales, and that was very wonderful to be able to merge consciousness with them and experience, you know, from out of their eyes. That was just very special. So let's see if we have anything else on the fast chat that we can address in the next few minutes. We have a question. Are all of the doctors on the light ship free to create at will and at random?
The doctors strictly help all life forms out for the ascension process. They put you back into wholeness as much as they can. So this is how they work. And this is why we have physical healings. This is why Jesus did his healings, to show people that there is maybe hope to humanity here. And that's why the light ship is still doing healings with people. So you can understand that there is something out there that can help you. And once you get free of pain or you have a healing done, then you can believe in the divine again. So this is kind of what it's about. The healings are used to also enhance your DNA. And remember, what you have as far as a physical problem is the creation of the dark side of judgment. So you want to get out of that. So they help you with that process. And I have here, a question from Linda that came through again here. Mother of all creation destroyed all the non-life-enhancing beings. So, non-life-enhancing. That might be people that are creating. How would you interpret that, Sylvia? Can you kind of read into that? Non-life-enhancing beings, what that would mean to you? And I can answer the question.
To me, that's talking about, you know, dark energies that are around, but I'm not really sure exactly. I haven't listened to the program that she's referring to.
Yeah, so that energy is still here. Like I said, if it wasn't here, we'd have a much better place. So.
But there have been a lot of advancements made in that direction by the light ship on the positive side.
Yep, that is correct. Yeah, they changed. The light ship had changed. You know, the sky. The sky is bluer, like what it used to be, say, 20 years ago. They're working with the oxygen, working to clean up some of the waters. But remember, this is all in response to the ascension process that is going to be happening with the planet here. So how far they'll come, it's kind of hard to say. Whether they'll actually come down to ground level completely, I really can't answer that, because they're here to do the complete ascension process, which is across the whole universe. Remember, it's up to our space brothers to help us out that way, in a sense. but they haven't done that so far, and they probably never will, so I don't put much faith in that. A lot of people think they're going to come down from the sky and save us, and I don't see that as happening. There's another comment about something about a Blu-ray, about, I guess, the powers to be projecting holograms. This is what I think he's talking about, of Jesus coming down from the sky. That's, I think, one fear of some of the Christians. That's what I believe after going to conferences. They talk about the Phoenix Lights or the same thing, you know, another kind of experiment by some of the people with that advanced technology, which is extraterrestrial probably technology, and creating things that you see in the sky. So that's just another thing that's happening here. But regardless of where it comes from, when ascension time comes, all that's going to be eliminated. So there is a lot of stuff happening from the dark side to sidetrack people from ascension, especially the last 100 years. This is when we had technology, so you definitely want to stay in touch with your spirit so that you know what's actually happening. This is your only way you're going to know what's really going on, is to connect inside. Don't use your mind.
And that's the main point, really, is just to connect with our own divinity, stay heart-centered, go within for your own guidance, and not going with, you know, outside of yourself for your spiritual guidance and your answers.
So I guess we'll be signing off here. Time's coming to a close. So we'll just say blessings to all of you, and I hope you receive your healing. The light ship will activate the light beam for probably another half an hour. So if you wish to have her on your monitor screen, you can. And, you know, just request healing to yourself. The energy will be in your room. And remember, your only protection that you have is actually your spirit inside of you. So this is why you don't want it to leave your body. So you want to always command it to stay with you. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you wish to come on the one-hour conference calls for $20, just send me an email, give me a phone call. Go to the bottom of the page here and get on our email list. We're doing a special four-hour conference call the last Sunday of this month.
Is it the last Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday, excuse me. Yeah.
Saturday with the 28th.
Yes, the 28th. Uh-huh, that sounds okay. About right. So, time's running out here, it looks like. So, blessings to all of you, and our next show will be Monday, and that'll be at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. So, blessings to all of you. And in Europe, I don't know what time it is. So, here we go. So, blessings. Good night, Jim. Or, I guess you're just waking up. So, have a good day.
Good morning on that side of the world. And
good morning, yeah.
Good night, everyone else, and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Okay, blessings to all of you.
Blessings. Good night.
Good night.